tricky tie this afternoon, Matt, against Ashton Athletic in the FA Cup?
Yeah, it was always going to be that potential banana skin, you know, coming to their place. And they caused us some problems, all fairness to them. I think they're unbeaten in seven games going into this game, and they caused a few problems. They had a game plan. They were going to sit back and try and counter us. So it was difficult to break them down. But we finally got the breakthrough with Nick Horton's wonder strike, and delighted to be in the next round.
It's the first half. It was quite an even game.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck. I mean, it was, like I say, it was difficult to break them down. They put a lot of men behind the ball, and it was finding little gaps in and around them. But they defended well in the first half, especially, and countered us at times and caused us a couple of problems going forward. But second half was better from us. We created a few more problems. We unlocked them a little bit better, and had a number of good chances. And I think second half, on balance, we deserved it.
What did you say to the lads at half-time?
Just be patient. I say they're horrible games because you're expected to win these games, and if you're not at it, you can, like I say, it can be a banana skin. But just keep doing the right things. Keep polish up on the little giving the ball away, a little or throw-ins that we're giving the ball back to them. And at times we were rushing things and not being composed enough. So just brush up on that, and we'll be okay. But just keep doing what you're doing. We did that in the second half, and we were a lot better, I felt.
Nick Horton was exceptional and teed it off with, like you said, a fantastic finish.
Yeah, he was a thorn in their side for much of the game. Created a lot of chances. He could have had two or three goals. Great feat, great balance, and a wonder strike to get us through to the next round.
Obviously today has been a lot of publicity as well. We've been on BBC. Did that affect your preparation, shall we say?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, it is what it is. It's a football match, and anything goes on around the sides. Is when you're on the pitch, you don't focus on that. And the lads got on with their job. They did their job, and like I say, it is a potential banana skin, but it hasn't been for us. And we're delighted, like I say, to get into the next round.
I said anyone you fancy. I said after Stalybridge, but this next round with the conference national teams coming in.
I would like a home tie. We've had three away ties, so I wouldn't mind a home fixture. But whoever it is, great. But it would be fantastic. Now we're one away from the first round proper. To get into the first round proper, I think in the first time in 20 odd years, 25 years, 26 years, I don't know, but that would be extra special. So.
And injury worries. We've got a long list at the minute.
There is a long list, and you know, there was. In all fairness, we only had two fit subs, and there's been illness, injuries, suspensions. So hopefully there'll be less of them for next game against Alfreton at the weekend.